Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, yeah?
See?
Yeah?
Yeah?
That's a question?
Yeah?
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, yeah?
And then you play in Portuguese.
Bem-vindo de volta ao podcast dos Goons e como a minha bunda.
Where does all those extra words come from?
Well, if anyone knows Portuguese, they'll know what it says. So.
Somebody pushed her down the stairs.
Who the fuck just said ring, ding, ding, ding?
Crazy frog. Google translate crazy frog.
Starting up a dirt bike.
Ring, ding, 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 ring. Ring a ding a ding a ding a ring a ding a ding.
Oh my god.
Ring ding 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 ding. Goons Podcast. Ring ding 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 ding.
Somebody's just starting up their motorcycle in the background while we talk. Okay, so we haven't even really said an actual intro. Is that our intro?
Yeah, we have. Welcome back.
Yes, intro.
Okay, that was a lot.
What have you guys been up to today?
Today?
I went to an eye exam, got hit on by some old Asians and Latinas.
just a regular day as a black guy.
I want to feed big black man dog tonight.
Oh my. It was just awkward. I went for an eye exam and like... Dude, I was the only one in there. It was so fucking weird.
What? Did you get hit on by the eye doctor? I'm pretty sure they make a decent amount of money. Yo, what are you doing? You dropped the
damn
bag.
Damn, baby, you need some cataracts.
I'm in a relationship.
But you can have two.
I'm not in your culture, man.
Mormons do it?
Oh my god, I'm not Mormon either.
But that's you like Mormon, Grizzy.
She was like, yo,
motherfuckers do it?
Your birthday, March 28th, 2001. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, 19, you big boy, huh? I'm like, what the fuck?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, 19, like, yeah. Big old cock, yeah. Legally.
I can say that regally.
Why'd she call you big boy?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, 12 inches, 19. Yeah.
Bro, I would have squared up with her.
And then, dude, because I was the only one, basically, it was pretty much
no
all
one heard
fucking
you scream.
No, it was female doctors. It was like five of them. And when I had to pick out my frames, like, they were just following me around. I guess, like, they were looking at glasses, too, for no reason.
Grizzy, I'm thinking they followed you for a not good reason. I don't think they were going for a sexy reason.
Listen. I'm not even gonna say the reason why I think that they were following.
Yeah. No, like they weren't like just following me. Like they were like trying to suggest frames and stuff like that. Then they were just one of them randomly had a conversation with me, like an old Latina, and she's like, "Oh, you have big shoulders." I'm like,
"What the fuck?
What the hell?"
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to be here.
You should have asked for a massage.
Basically, what happened was I was talking about. I was talking about how I needed like bigger frames for my big ass head.
And there's a lot of big things going on in this conversation for it to not be sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was everything big? Not just like adequate anything.
Big shouldered man looking for some big frames.
Big old man dick.
Ain't nothing about me, small woman.
No, I was just saying because I have a large ass head.
You do. You do got a pretty sizable head.
You have a big head too. What size hat do you wear, Grizzy?
I can't wear hats. My head's too big.
Like, you never tried to wear like a fitted hat before?
No, yeah, my size don't exist. Last time I wore a hat, I was like 9.
9?
Yes, I have a big ass head.
Bro, wait, a size 9?
Or your age 9?
No, age 9.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, they don't even make a fucking 9. That is so huge.
No, I know.
Grizzy, if you ever needed like a sweatband, you could just put like a towel on the inside rim of a hula hoop. Just use that as a sweatband to your head.
Oh, God. No, it's just like having a big head on top of like having a lot of hair, just hats will not.
Oh, the hair does it, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of hair too. Your hair is like thick too.
If I have long hair, I'm easily a size 8 in fitted hats.
If you sheared Grizzy's head, you could wear him as a sweater, like his hair.
Probably, yeah.
Easily.
Dude, my hair and your hair combined, we can make a whole outfit.
We can make a fucking
You guys can make a skirt and a nice top.
Dude, let's put some of our hair on eBay and see what the highest bid will go to.
Didn't Too Mad do that?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did. I think he sold it for like fucking 10 grand or some crazy
What?
Actually, I don't want to say that because I could be wrong, but it probably did sell for some ridiculous amount.
If somebody wants to pay me 10 grand for my hair, I'll shave it in an instant.
Yeah,
50 grand for a butthole hair.
Yeah, just with a little dingleberry in it.
The fact that Too Mad hair for sale comes up on Google, like, as a suggested search.
That's when you know you've made it. When your hair appears on Google meme. as a
Oh, it did! It sold for 10 grand! It sold for 10,500 Canadian.
All right, I'm...
Wait, 10,000 Canadian?
Wait. Did he sell all of it, or just, like, a portion of it?
He sold a big clump of his hair. It's like a clump.
Hey, you remember that period where he shaved his head and his hair was all fucked up?
All right, well, I'm selling all my hair now for 50 grand. Contact me. Find it. Figure out my contact. I forgot it already.
You don't know where you live?
Why would I give somebody my address? I'm talking email.
Oh, okay.
Hey, feel free to stop by and buy my hair real quick.
You know, give it a little brush, see how you like it before you take it home.
BYOS, bring your own scissors. Can I continue?
Okay.
Let's talk about a topic. We've just been hearing.
I got a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Someone wants to know. I'll just read the whole thing. Hey, so don't laugh because this is a real story. Cough, blarg, cough.
What?
But I have dated 4 girls, and the first 3 were all furries. And they either dumped me for another furry or moved to Ohio or both. I think I need some major help with choosing
I think the problem is, as a furry, you got to act like a dog, too. He must have not peed on the fire hydrants or something, and they just
take a
it.
Big dog piss on all their heads and then see which one comes back. You got to show that you're the alpha dog, the doge. Alpha doge, alpha fur.
You must have been arfing and not woofing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like eat your own shit in your backyard or something.
What the fuck going on in Ohio, bro?
Yeah, what's going on in Ohio? Why is there so many furries in Ohio? And why me specifically laughing at them? Everyone laughed at them before me.
Casually goes into Walmart in Ohio. You see everybody has a tail.
Yeah, everybody's a fucking... Everybody's got their fursonas on.
I'm going to avoid Ohio.
My question when it comes to...
Go to a Walmart worker and be like, you know where the dog food is at.
The whole grocery aisle, my friend.
The whole store.
My question when it comes to furries is, do they, like, when you're with somebody as a furry, and let's say you're a cat and they're a dog, right? Do you, like... That you know that there's like a person, right? There's a person that you're like with. Like, do they
How
just
dare
like,
you say
do they
that?
Ever leave, do they ever leave somebody for like, you know what? I don't think I want to be with a dog anymore. I want to be the goldfish. And they
or
just go just, find like a goldfish furry somewhere.
Or just like, this
like they just completely leave the person that has real emotions and feelings.
Do you,
and is a
do
person
you think that they use goldfish. A toilet or a litter box?
I would be so fucking pissed if I walked by my girlfriend shitting in a litter box. I wonder if, like, the domestic abuse rate in furry households is higher if one's, like, a cat and one's a dog or something.
That's animal abuse.
Yeah, I guess so. Animal abuse. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Like, I wonder if there's, like, if they're fully into their fursona, if they get mad when they see, like, a cat. If they're a dog. Like, well, I don't know what the lore is behind furries.
Like,
I don't know what's...
at the cat? Yeah. The actual real cat?
Yeah. Or, like, try to fuck the cat. I don't know what furries do, bro.
I use TikTok a lot. I know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Very TikTok friendly.
An uncomfortable amount.
Why do you know that?
Is that your For You page?
Yeah. Yep. Are you on TikTok?
I watch TikTok compilations and I see a lot of furries.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What is the advice we were supposed to give? Or like, what the fuck were we talking
about?
Yeah,
rather than roasting their lifestyle.
Maybe don't date a furry.
Well,
maybe stop being a furry. Yeah.
Try fucking somebody with no tail and kind of move your way in. You know?
Well, I'm curious.
Wait on the next mating season.
Yeah, there we go.
maybe they hibernate in Ohio. They move like. Do you think to Ohio to hibernate?
Do you think that like people whose fursona's like geese, they just like have to move south when it gets cold?
If you're a bear, you have to sleep like 6 months out of the year.
I just quit my job at Albies to fucking hibernate.
So you pretty much already do that, bro.
Yeah, but I have to quit furry. My job.
No,
yeah.
You're right.
Grizzy's a furry, confirmed.
My advice is get fixed, and then you won't have to worry about women ever.
Go to the vet, get fixed. Yeah.
Get your balls chopped off at the vet.
You could just chase mailmen and bark at nothing all day.
I wonder if a furry has ever showed up at the vet and got pissed that they were declined like an operation.
As cringy as furries are, yes, that's probably definitely happened.
Yeah, that has to have happened.
Yes, I'm calling you cringy furries. You guys fucking cringe.
All right.
I don't care if I'm getting judged for that, you cringy bitches.
You know what? I say let people do as they please. As fucking weird as I think it is to fuck somebody in a fluffy little suit.
I agree with that, but they act cringy. Like, you can be a furry and just be a furry. Why do you have to
what the weirdest part about, like, the whole furry culture to me is? Is, like, they have fetishes still. Like, there was a dude I went to a high school with, and he was a furry who also had a foot fetish, but only a furry foot fetish. So, like, he was into paws. Like the most bizarre shit I've ever seen. Like, it's like a fetish is built into another fetish. It's incredible. Fetish-ception. No judgment, though. You do, you know? Well,
I have another question. They're asking for advice.
We're not very good at this, clearly. We didn't give advice. We just roasted the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah, you're a loser. Next question.
Okay.
Be a normal person.
I forget who asked this, but they work at a beer drive-thru. I've never heard of that.
A beer drive?
That sounds very fucking dangerous.
But beer drive-thrus should never be in the same occupation.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Stopping by McDonald's, get me a cold one. Okay,
Miller's.
All right, they said, I work at a beer drive-thru, and this really old lady asked me, a 22-year-old dude, they're 22, the old lady asked what to do with her daughter who got pregnant from her drug dealer because she slept with him for crack.
That's a lot of layers.
One word. Disown.
Oh my. One word. Sucker punch.
Two words.
Three words. Advice down the stairs.
Two words. Coat hanger.
Two words.
All right.
But a dog.
Yes.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Advice to that situation, though.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what the fuck to even say.
I'm not Dr. Phil. I don't feel equipped for this question.
Dr. Goons.
I would just say, good luck with that. And,
stop sleeping with people for crack.
There you go.
You might be my next door neighbor, because that happened a lot in Missouri. I might know you, actually. Is your name Sarah?
That's the only bit of advice.
That was actually Dew's question. That's why Sue couldn't find the username. He did it anonymously.
Just don't sleep with people for crack, you know?
I feel like sleep with them for their crack, but not for the crack that you smoke.
Oh, that's awesome. Bless.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Any more life advice?
I've got a couple good ones.
Oh, I like these. Yeah, keep these coming. We should do this more. This is perfect.
I worked at a grocery store for 2 years. I worked in the front end as a cashier and the guy who gets the carts. My buddy and I got called to go clean the men's bathroom one day because some guy shit in the urinal. When we went in there, it wasn't just in the urinal. There was a trail of shit that led from the handicap stall to the urinal that it was in. In that stall, though, there was shit on the wall and toilet, and they had to clean it up. I don't really know.
I think my brother might have done this. My brother has shat in 2 urinals in his adult lifetime. So if it was my brother, I'm sorry.
Why?
Is your brother handicapped?
Is his name Sarah?
I'm just curious if it started at the urinal or if it started in the stall. Because if it started in the stall, why would you leave? And why would it get on the wall?
Also, how'd it get on the wall?
I feel like he probably walked in and just lost all control of his, like, sphincter. I was like, I gotta do it right here, urinal. Got the first, like, major blob out. And it was like, okay, now I can go to the stall.
But surely the urinal isn't that far from the stall. Like, he obviously tried, he made an effort to get into the stall.
But that's the thing. That it's like, I feel like a urinal wouldn't exactly be, like, any easier to access. Like, I feel like they're not meant to put your ass on, so I feel like it'd take a bit of effort to get that in the right spot. Whereas, like, a toilet, like, kick open the stall and just fucking point your ass near it.
When it comes to stuff like that, I almost, like, I feel like at least 50% of the time, it's somebody that's just, like, being an asshole. You know? Or like, you know, I'm going to play a prank on the workers and just shit all over the bathroom.
Yeah, what a good prank. Literally shitting yourself.
Dude, I went to you know what Golden Corral is, the buffet?
Oh, yeah.
I went to a Golden Corral, like, a year and a half ago, and I was walking towards the bathroom, and, probably a 10 or 11-year-old kid walks out of the bathroom, like, with his hand over his mouth, like, giggling. I can, like, hear him laughing. And I go in the bathroom, and I open the stall, and there's just shit all over the back of the toilet. Like, he didn't even try to shit in the toilet. It's like he was like, oh, I'm going to be funny and just shit all over the toilet, all over the back. I was like,
you think he wiped?
Like, that kid literally just did that just to be, like, funny.
Crazy. That's the real question.
I don't know
question.
If he wiped or, yeah, yeah, but I just, like, I opened the shit and I was like, oh my God, it looked like a shotgun blast.
Maybe it was on his hand and he was just, like, licking his hand off after he wasn't laughing.
We always come back to shit on this podcast, like, somehow.
Yeah, we do.
Have you guys ever heard of somebody opening the back part of a toilet and shitting in there?
Yeah.
No, that's clean water, dude. That's what you're supposed to drink during the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Well, there might be a turd floating in one of those one day. So
pro tip.
You know, watch out for
that. Isn't the water in the back of the toilet is clean? You can.
Yeah,
you can
it is.
That.
But that's why, like, if you piss in it or something, it'll flush that water into the toilet. So, like, you'll flush something and then piss will show up in the toilet. So sometimes, like, people, as a prank, put stuff in there.
I feel like somebody's going to listen to this podcast and this portion of it, and they're going to try their toilet water. Like, oh, I feel like somebody's going to go take a glass of this. Like,
send us a video.
Is this real?
It's send us a video. Pretty much just sink water, honestly.
Yeah, proof, no balls.
Tweet us a video.
Never say soup didn't teach you nothing.
Gross. Do we have any more life advice stories? Or
there's a few of them, but some of them are just like...
Do you want to do those or get into actual topics? But we should do this more.
I wish there were
segment.
More comments where it was like actual, you know, things. I guess many people didn't like hear that part. I don't know. So
well, let's all say right. it earlier. Ask for it now.
Manifest Yeah, we need more comments about situations you guys are in. Or like
you need
stories.
Our expert advice.
We are unprofessional and we cannot provide our own content, so you provide content for us.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right, well, then we can get into an actual topic. All right, this one's good. All right, when and where were you guys when you had your first kiss?
I am not answering that.
What?
Dude, I don't want to tell
Probably
people
my grandma
about my,
when I was I one.
I don't want to tell people about my family reunion. Come on.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, mine was in grade 5. It was in grade school, obviously. And I don't know. It was like grade school dating where you guys are like boyfriend and girlfriend but don't actually talk or know anything about each other.
Uh-huh.
Just like claim somebody.
Yeah, literally. It was a girl named Melissa. And like
you out of mine,
and we just like literally that we like stood next to each other for like 20 minutes, and everyone in the whole like area gathered around, and like was like literally cheering us on.
Yeah, if you fucking stand next to a girl for 20 minutes, you're legally
dating. That's your girlfriend. But everyone was fucking there, like cheering us on. Like teachers are walking by, trying to figure out what the fuck was going on, and just saw us standing there, and we're like, all right, whatever, and kept walking, and. We kissed and then both immediately just ran away from each other and just like ran into our friend group and didn't talk Aww. Again the rest of the day.
It's like something out of like Little Rascals or something.
It's the dumbest shit. Like even like the next day I was like, the fuck was that? Like why did I do that? So that was mine.
I was at a Christian rock concert.
I didn't think you went to those.
Yeah, that's the stupidest sentence I've ever heard.
Who did you go see?
I was in like Creed. I was in like sixth grade.
I saw the band Red though.
I saw Red. Sisters. Red was there.
That might have been the whitest sentence anyone's ever said.
Do you guys know who the band Red is?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, they're pretty cool. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. To be a Christian rock band, Christian metal, or whatever. Yeah, I was at one of those concerts.
That seems like a bit of an oxymoron.
Christian screamo.
God. August burns red.
Yeah, that was mine. My very cringy first kiss story.
Mine was my best friend's girlfriend.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that you would, like, when you were getting used as a mattress, you just slipped one in.
Ah, so you that motherfucker?
Yeah.
You
but,
that guy?
Yeah. Have you not heard this whole story yet? And, like, McNasty was literally a cuck and watched his friends fuck.
Yeah. And there was, like, cum shots landing on him and stuff.
Yeah, he literally got cum while playing RuneScape.
Just go watch the podcast.
McNasty's insane virginity loss story. There you go.
I want to sit here and go through the whole fucking story.
I won't do that, but the audience can.
Yeah, essentially, McNasty watched his friends bang, and they would literally fuck on top of him while he played RuneScape. And then one day he joined, and I guess a kiss slopped in there somehow.
Slopped?
On the guy or the girl?
The verb for that? Better slop a kiss on this bitch.
Wait, McNasty, did you like kiss
was
him
it the guy
or was
or the
it
girl?
The girl?
The girl.
You guys were spit roasting her and just kissed. Like,
yeah, that was a sick burn, babe.
Yeah, I just got level 99 fishing.
Hey, that's a big achievement.
Give you a little pee-pee. Actually, I'd kiss McNasty if he got 99 fishing.
Dude, you'd kiss a man for any reason.
Yeah.
True.
All right, Grizzy and Dew, y'all are up. Who's next?
I don't know if mine like technically counts, but like mine was like at like a really, really young age. It was like kindergarten or first grade, one of the two. It was like during nap time. Yeah, it was just
was the girl sleeping?
Time. Wait a minute, Grizzy.
No,
Grizzy went all Bill Cosby.
Shut the fuck up. Hell no.
Grizzy's in her goldfish.
No, so we have like these little mats in our classes, and we could like you know choose where we wanted to you know put it next to. And you know, her and I chose to like, put it next to each other. But yeah, so we put it down, and we were just like talking. It wasn't even like actual sleeping. It was just I don't know what the fucking conversation was, but it led to it, and then we just like you know we pecked right there. And I was like, okay.
There was some chloroform involved.
So it wasn't a slopped on kiss. It was a peck.
Right, it wasn't slopped.
No, yeah, okay. It was just like, that's what I said. I don't know if I consider that first, but it's like technically.
Honestly, when I think of a first kiss, I think of like a kiss that you do because you like feel something towards somebody. Not just when you're fucking five.
Well,
you're like,
so you felt something towards your fucking girlfriend?
I felt her insides.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not.
Wait, so all your first time was a threesome?
With a man.
With a man there.
With a man.
He saw another dude's cock and balls the first time he had sex.
I don't know. I hear a little bit of jealousy in that voice, dude. He saw a man's cock and balls before I did.
No, I see plenty. We don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, your fucking Omegle video. Yeah,
literally
I don't think
for
Omegle existed
living.
When I was 15.
I don't know how old that website is, actually.
Omegle's, dude, I used to go on there when I was like 12. Like, me and my friends, there'd be like 10 of us, and we'd just say, like, tits or GTFO, and never saw tits once.
Yeah, a piece of paper that's, like, written on a pencil.
Yeah, that never worked when we were kids, so, you know.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I plan to have mine in 2021. No. Mine's not anything special. I was just dating this girl in middle school, or early high school, maybe it was. I don't remember. I was, like, a freshman. I just kissed her at her house. Nothing special.
Oh, that's
really
annoying. So if you'd have like a sick one where you were like shredding a send and she just like made out with you.
One day.
So that's a little disappointing.
One day. That's the dream.
That's the dream to just shred a send while piping a woman.
Oh my god.
or a man.
Wherever it ends up. I get the feeling that it was Dubra. And you guys, like, broke up after, like, sophomore year.
Don't think he broke up with his mom.
I hope another video gets age-gated.
Yeah, you too, pussy.
All right.
Wait, your last video that got taken down, was that the one where the five minutes?
No, it was more than that. That video was 16 minutes, and 8 minutes of it was talking about me and my mom's boobs and everything about my mom.
That's Steve, too.
Steve
the pirate. Arrgh.
That was awful.
Okay, do we have another topic?
Why is he a pirate? I don't understand that.
New topic, please.
Okay.
Please.
This has become cursed. Me.
Okay. Yeah, what do you...
Don't.
No, everybody quiet.
Alright.
You sound like a fucking cat digging through a bag of trash.
I say we just...
I can't tell if you're trying to get a water bottle out of, like, the water bottle things, or...
I think it's a really...
Chipotle chips.
I was unpacking my food.
What'd you get?
I got Panera. I got flatbread pizza with some tomato soup.
Okay.
Right. Dude, I had that cheesy chalupa thing. Oh my god, those are so good.
They really are, dude. Oh, I had like fucking five in one day.
Yeah,
boys, really this good. Is actually a great segue into my topic. All right, it's your last meal, but instead of you eating it, you make someone else eat it, and they have to do it in front of you. So, like, basically, your last meal is you get to choose what somebody eats in front of you. So you can
choose something fucking terrible.
Yeah, you could make Obama eat a plate of horse shit. Like, what would you do?
This is way more interesting than what I would eat for my last meal.
I would make McNasty eat mountain oysters.
What the fuck is a mountain oyster?
I would make McNasty drink original Mountain Dew because I know how much he hates it because it's not the special kind that he likes so much.
I like original.
Okay, well, hold on. What is a mountain oyster? Why a mountain
oyster?
Yeah,
what is that?
Bull testicles.
I'd probably be down for that.
Wait, that's a delicacy.
Cooked. You guys would eat bull testicles.
Absolutely
not. If it was prepared right, yeah, I would do it.
I'm still trying to find out what's wrong with mountain oysters. I'm looking at them. They just look normal.
Prepared right. What
How do you
right
prepare,
to prepare
testicles?
Like,
do you deep fry them?
Those are not normal looking. What are those?
I was
those?
About to say, what the fuck? Like, how would you make it abnormal? It's a fucking bull testicle.
That's mountain oysters? Is bull balls?
Ball balls.
Oh.
Wait, throw a picture in Cancer.
You don't want to see
Just type in mountain oysters and go to images.
Yeah, I originally got like... Rocky Mountain oyster. Those don't look like balls. They look like little calamari bites. This looks good. This looks like Popeyes.
This looks like Popeyes. Looks like I mean fucking bull balls and Mountain Dew for dinner. Let's do it.
Yeah, literally, look at that. Look how good those look.
Okay.
This is fried chicken.
Close up like that doesn't. I mean, come on. Look at them uncooked.
Okay, so you would.
Well, that's the thing, because I'm saying they better be prepared right. I'm not going to eat them uncooked.
Well, how do
like,
you?
I'm not gonna eat a chicken breast uncooked.
Oh. Yeah, you get to eat raw Rocky Mountain oysters.
Like, no, that's
fine. Sous vide cow balls, like no seasoning, just cooked so you don't get salmonella.
I feel like those are small. Honestly, like, I feel like a cow ball would be a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, I feel like those are like human ball.
Yeah, maybe it is. We got some fucked up shit. Right now.
Yeah, we just got some guy's balls.
Maybe that's a cannibal's
off.
Picture.
All what right, you well, can't see, listeners, right now is what looks like fried chicken, and then immediately afterwards, human balls.
Testicles.
Yeah. Human balls like, about to get sliced up.
Yeah, but like no skin on the balls, so it's just like
no
your
skin.
Ball itself.
And potentially a tumor on one of them? I can't really tell.
It looks like an alien egg, honestly.
Okay. Well, Soup's answer is making McNasty eat cow balls. Anyone else got one?
Gruji.
What?
Would you like to chime in, Gruji?
I don't think I was here for the question, to be honest.
Oh, okay. The question was, it's your last meal, but instead of you eating it, you basically force someone else to eat something. So, like, your last meal is you could make somebody eat something horrible, or if you like someone, let make them eat something good.
Mm. Maybe anything?
Yep, whatever you want.
Be, like, one specific thing.
Soup literally just made McNasty eat cow balls, so.
Oh, no, I think it would be for me. Yeah, I
No. See, the question is not what do you want.
Why? I've thought about this my entire life.
Okay. Oh, all right. Of course. All right, Grizz, your last meal. What do you want?
I would want a platter of mozzarella sticks and pancakes.
What the fuck?
I mean, like an unlimited buffet. I thought about this since like age 7.
Grizzy, you know you can just do that, right? Like you have a lot of money.
Yeah, you don't have to be. You don't have to like murder 8 people and be on death row to have that meal.
Like pancakes are like a dollar max. Like you can just order like 100 of them.
why the fucking mozzarella sticks, though?
I don't know. I like cheese.
Dude, mozzarella sticks are unreal.
Okay, but with fucking pancakes?
Pancakes, yeah.
Yeah, like the salty and sweet. I get it.
Yeah, I'm a weird guy.
We know that.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably make Donald Trump eat a bat. I think that would be
the irony in that.
I think that'd be a fun thing to watch.
Give him COVID too.
I would make Soup eat a clump of Two Man's hair.
That's I would bad. Be fine with that.
Soup would probably do that anyway.
Just that's make a million view video right there, essentially.
Maybe you're dying afterwards.
McNasty.
That's fine.
I think you forget Soup literally ate a fucking goat they got in a parking lot. Like, he'll probably
oh, yeah, that's yeah. true. I try to repress that from my memory.
Where'd you get it from? A Sam's Club parking lot?
My friend got it from some random guy in a Sam's parking lot. He was like, he called me up. He's like, dude, I'm grilling goat tonight. And I was like, where'd you get fucking goat? And when he told me, I was just like, dude, that could be like a little girl's leg. Like, you just, it could be just some murderer selling meat, like mysterious meat in a parking lot.
There's just a human foot on it. Yeah, this looks like a goat.
Got a little bit of a toenail. No, it tastes like shit.
Because it's a goat. What did you
expect? It's not good at all.
I don't know what goat tastes
like. Like, grill goat. I think it's usually like a, they like boil it or do something to make it more.
Boiled
make
goat.
Oh, it sounds even worse.
Well, what they do goat. Is they, I think that they boil the meat to make it like more tender. Because I think it just grilled is a really rough kind of meat.
Well, two of my friends liked it. And like, I know what gamey food tastes like.
Yes.
But that was just not, it was not good at all to me. So
that's not surprising.
You know, it's all subjective.
I feel like there's a reason you don't go to like a nice restaurant and there's like nice goat on the menu. Like, I feel like there's a
goat
big,
steak.
Yeah, like a
goat mignon. Fucking,
yeah, I don't. I feel like there's
goat
a reason tartar. For that.
I had oh, dove before. Goat. I literally duck? Ate yeah. a dove. One. No dove.
Oh, dove. Oh, what the oh. fuck?
Dove.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Don't dove. You eat those? Don't you eat? Aren't their livers pretty popular to eat?
I don't know.
Or kidneys? I don't know.
Foie gras. That's geese liver.
That's dove.
Dove wah, isn't wah. That great?
Fjord glory.
I had Australian dove. Not good.
I think the weirdest thing I've had from a restaurant was a rabbit. But that was
I always wanted to try rabbit.
Just imagining a rabbit on a platter with a little carrot in its mouth.
No, just took out the hair on it and everything.
Ew. It's not even dead. They just brought a rabbit. You got to chase it down. No, it's like in like this little soup dip thing. It was weird. Not great. I didn't
weirdest
order
thing I've ever eaten is tripe. You ever have tripe?
The fuck? No. That's not,
isn't
sound
that
real.
Cow stomach or something?
Yeah, it can be cow, but it can also be sheep stomach, too.
Oh, that's like what they use for haggis and stuff, right?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Haggis,
well, then
haggis is literally just blood. Like, blood and, like, seasoning. And
didn't you say that you eat blood sausage?
No, I something? Said that. So, when I was younger, I used to think blood sausage was literally just casing with blood in it. But it's whoa. Actually just, it's like blood. It's like pig's blood. But it's mixed with like,
yes,
like seasoning and like barley.
I will say this is a very weird topic to have while I'm eating.
Yeah, just eating.
I also eat human shit too and squish it around in my mouth and spit it back into somebody else's mouth.
Yummy.
You can get hit by a semi truck.
Gross. That
poor truck.
Nobody told you to eat on the podcast, Mr. Wheel.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for eating a couple jelly beans last podcast. Didn't know the mic picked it up. Saw a lot of comments.
It was like the lip smacking, which was the worst part.
I didn't even
Carson.
I don't lip smack though. I don't know.
You did a couple times.
Apparently you do.
Maybe I was just really wet that day.
Work on that.
Yeah. All right, I'll see what I can do. Okay.
Different.
Okay. All right, I feel like this has turned into something else, but all right, anyone else got anything to add to that topic of
what was the topic?
Wow,
not what would you eat
memory.
For last meal, but wow. you're not eating it, you're giving
oh,
it.
Oh, we all answered that.
Yeah, I think
except
we
did. Didn't answer.
Yeah, he did. He said he was going to make me drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, well, realistically, I'd probably like eat one of everything on the Taco Bell menu, make like a shit smoothie, and feed that to McNasty.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna say the Taco Bell thing you can do. It's like Grizzies.
That has to be a health hazard. That would be like equivalent to taking like 20 laxatives. I'm convinced.
Like you just shit out a bar of uranium at that point. Like, you'd be, you would not be healthy.
How to make a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, literally, just one of everything on the Taco Bell menu. That is not good. Thank you for that, Dew. So,
You're very welcome.
So, actually, yours is probably the best answer, because you get to eat something, but you're also making McNasty eat your blended
shit.
I get to
make the food that he's going to eat with my asshole.
Oh, I would prepare my mountain oysters.
So, but not with your insides.
Yeah. Unless you plan on swallowing the cow balls, and then aren't you still the loser there? I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Everyone's a winner when cow balls are involved.
Everyone's a winner when cow balls are for dinner. That's my motto.
Someone's going to steal that owns a mountain oyster company.
They can have it. We are not going to go after them.
Winner, winner, cow ball dinner.
It's like the new PUBG.
PUBG rebrands, yeah. New topic.
All right. Okay.
Just God, like so robots, just yeah, the topic.
So stern.
We have exceeded the information for the previous topic. Move on.
Yeah, I'm so stern.
Topic exhausted.
All right. What's the dumbest thing you've done as a kid that could have got you arrested or injured? Are you thinking about the question or just enjoying your food, Grizzly?
I was thinking about the question. I'm like, that's a hard one to answer because I can't like just think of it off the top of my head.
I feel like all the BMX shit I did back in the day.
I think I almost lit a neighborhood on fire one time.
Explain? Almost?
I mean, you're in California, so you were just doing a gender reveal. It's okay.
Or you like lit up a cigarette and everything just combusted.
Well, I was ditching school, and we were walking on like a trail, and for some reason I think I had like a bottle of Axe and a lighter, and I was just like, just like on the trail, and I was like trying to light fucking little like bushes on fire and shit, and I think somebody like was running by or like on a bike and saw that, and they called the cops actually, and I got taken back to school. That was the only time I ever sat in a cop car. It was really really uncomfortable, but yeah.
What?
I hope Smokey the Bear beats the shit out of you.
Have you guys ever thrown an axe can into a fire?
No. That sounds super dangerous.
It was. It was incredible.
I have done the whole grabbing my mother's hairspray, taking a lighter or like a candle, and making my own flamethrower.
Oh yeah, that's how I used to kill spiders in my house.
Hey, same.
That's safe.
Yeah. No, well, not at all. But they'd crisp up and it'd smell really bad. So don't do that.
The potential of, burning down your entire house is not worth it. Yeah.
Yes, it is. There was a spider.
It was really big.
It was a spider. What was even the question again? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like mine would have been BMX shit. I talked about this a long time ago, but we used to go off 15-foot jumps. It was fucked.
How did they get you arrested?
Not arrested. Injured.
Oh.
It was injured or arrested. Oh. The fact that I never just, caved my skull in. What do you mean?
Injured or arrested?
Well, I mean, yeah, but sometimes they can go hand in hand.
Or bad things you did as a kid.
Yeah, just dumb shit you did.
Yeah,
I used to throw a lot of shit. I took an apple from my cat. I used to throw my cat around like Bowser, for anyone who missed that, whenever I was real little. One time I was at my friend's house, and it was 2 in the morning, and I took an apple out of his kitchen, threw it across the road, and it nailed the top of this neighbor's little trailer, and it busted all over their trailer, and then they called my friend's parents, and we got in big trouble.
Why?
What? It's just funny. I would throw rocks in middle school. Over the building at
that kid.
I used to do shit like that too. That was fun. Just to see what happens,
Yeah,
just to see if I kill someone, just to feel alive for a second.
It would be like little rocks. It wouldn't be like
chuck a boulder rock off a building.
Just throw a cannon over the side of a building.
Yeah, I remember there was one time where in my school we had I think it was a day on the field or dance. Something where it was almost like a talent show, but it was out in the open. Kids can go up and do stuff. There was one kid that played guitar and he was super good at guitar. He was shredding. There was another
shredded
music
outside
stuff
in a field.
Yeah, well, it was called like day. I think it was called Day on the Field or something. I can't remember what it was called.
Sounds racist. But
like kids could literally go out and just sit on the field and just watch people go up there and like perform shit. Yeah, I don't know, but I remember I was on the opposite side of the building and I had like a bucket of like 5 water balloons and I just started hucking them, boom, in the crowd, and I just like ran off with my friends.
What? Like, you were a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Well, those are friends.
We would throw water balloons at like baseball practice, and we took them on the bus one time. And one of my friends, one of my friends threw it out of the window of the fucking bus and hit this like UPS truck that was going by and broke the mirror of the UPS truck. And they turned around and called the cops. And the cops pulled over the baseball team's bus, and my friend got fucking arrested.
Oh, he got arrested for that?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Why?
Because he threw a water balloon and broke a fucking mirror.
Yeah, what do you mean? He threw something out of a moving car.
I feel like
that'd
be something you just get a ticket and just get like have to pay for it.
I feel like that's like that's
prison.
No, that's literally assault. Oh, so really? Yeah, assault is like shut up. I'm pretty sure the legal definition of assault, nothing needs to actually hit you, but you need to feel like you were going to be hit by either a projectile or something.
Well, I mean, the UPS truck doesn't have doors, so the window, I mean, the
mirror very easily could have pegged him in the head, I guess.
Yeah, true. Mm. Yeah, but it's a water balloon. What, is he going to die from a water balloon?
The glass could have fucking, I don't know.
Shattered in his eye. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, just throwing anything out of a car is not a good idea. Like, yeah. I went to high school with 2 kids, and like, it was weird. They were like friends, but also like, one would bully the other one, like, a lot. But the other one would just not care, because they were, like, friends. But, the one that got bullied was walking home, and the other guy drove by him and threw an entire pop can at him. Or soda can, as you Americans call it. Threw an entire soda can at him, and it blew up. And the kid went home, and his mom tried to sue the other kid, and he had to, like, talk her out of it. He literally threw a whole fucking soda can at him. And, yeah, wow. That literally could have probably fucking killed him, but, yeah. The rule of thumb is just not throw shit out of your car.
So fun, though.
My brother, when he was in grade school, I think he was in, like, 5th or 6th grade, he was riding the bus home. And, like, apparently the bus had stopped somewhere, and there was some dude behind the bus in a car, and they yelled out the window at him, like, yo, like, suck my dick, just, like, being stupid. This dude got out of his car with a gun and started chasing the bus. he didn't fire off any shots, but I was like, how is this guy that, like, hated over a 5th grader telling him to suck his dick? Like, what's wrong with this guy?
Maybe he's just so anti-pedophile that he just like, I will not suck your dick. I'm an adult and you're not an adult.
No, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you. Yeah. It's the only logical
solution. Super said going GTA, and all I can imagine is just like the guy yanking the bus driver out, throwing him on the ground.
Yeah, just like a GTA.
Just like yoinking the bus and continuing on with his life. But he hops in, throws Snoop Dogg on the fucking radio.
Dude, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before. If I have, y'all can stop me. But I was in like elementary school.
Yes,
and I had a hand.
Hey, all right, McNasty, fucking yourself. Jackass.
Anyway, I had a ham sandwich that had a lot of mayonnaise on it in my lunchbox, and I didn't eat it. And I was riding home from school, and I threw it out of my window, and somehow it like Mario Karted behind me. So like the way I threw it, it was like spiraling like a frisbee, and it. And it, like, went at an angle and landed and hit this guy behind me in the face because he had his window down.
No. You banana peeled some guy.
Like, I literally Mario Karted his ass with a ham sandwich.
Spins in place and stops.
He just wrecks into a telephone pole and blows up.
Yeah.
But that was some wild shit. But he just, like, grabbed it, looked at it, and threw it out of his window. Just kept driving.
I had something similar like that happen to me where... So like whenever I'm driving or like in the passenger seat with my cousin drives, I make noises out the window to like bikers that are driving.
Why?
I just go boom, or like ah or something, just like
I do that shit
out.
Too.
Oh, I used to do that too with my
you
brother.
Are 27.
One time we were doing that in town and I did that to a biker and I did that. I mean I was all boom, like super loud and he I like looked back to see if he like reacted to it, and he was just knocked over into the bush. He got so scared he just fell over.
You're an asshole.
I felt so bad after I did that.
I used to
do that shit too, except I'll just yell like "fuck you" or something.
Yeah, I don't ever. It's usually just like a noise. I don't ever like say.
It's a noise for me. I'll be like. At somebody. I used to do that to my neighbor that lives on the street behind me. He'd be out, like, I can see his yard out my window. He'd be out there, like, reading in his lawn chair or whatever, and me and my brother would stand at the window and just go,
what? Shoot blocks at him, just, like, scare the fuck out of him. That is
I don't
fucked.
Know. We were just being stupid. I mean, I was only, like, 7, so I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
me and my friend used to shoot his neighbor now, like, with airsoft gun.
20 years later...
I'm still doing it to him. Who'd you shoot?
One of my friend's neighbors that lived across the street. Like if you ever lost like a soccer ball or a basketball into his yard, he would take it and keep it in his garage. He would never give it back.
Oh, the
and
Grinch.
So one day, my friend poked a hole through his window, like the little what do you call it?
The
liner part
the
of
little,
the
like,
yeah the window screen.
Thing,
yeah.
Yeah,
he poked a hole through it. And this dude was, like, out in his yard, like, picking up weeds out of the ground or something, like, bending over. And my friend had, like, a little, like, CO2-powered airsoft, like, MP5.
Oh, my God.
And he would just be lighting his ass up whenever he'd bend over.
That shit hurt, too.
Well, it was like, pretty far away, so he, like, never would realize that someone was fucking shooting him.
He'd just be really confused, like, what?
Yeah, just, like, rub his ass and, like, look around.
Yo.
What?
I hate to dip out early.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Oh, my God. We're pretty much almost at the end, but session has come up.
Just say bye, you weirdo.
All right. Last 10 minutes of the podcast, Grizzy is going to be not here.
Gone. Yes.
Grizzy cares about content more than us.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so, yes.
As he should.
Right. Finish the last 10 minutes of this podcast. Get more Among Us CPM. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, no, that's...
Arrivederci.
All right. Peace. See you, boss.
Peace.
That low-down scumbag motherfucker.
I swear to God. This is why the goons hate Grizzy. You guys were right all along.
Yeah. You guys are... There is beef.
There's beef.
There's just now beef with us. We're all going to kill
Grizzy. I had beef tacos last night. They were good.
Okay.
Did
anyone
you?
Else,
something other than chicken. I'm surprised.
Did anyone else do anything that could have resulted in bodily harm or arrest as a kid?
Arrest, yeah. I told the... airsoft story, right, about my friend getting chased by dogs?
No.
I talked about that on the podcast. Oh, okay. Shut up. I swear I could have said this. All right, anyway, we used to play airsoft in a forest when we were little. Near like, no, not super little. It was like high school. It's probably like 15, 16,
yeah, as you
around
do.
That. Yep. Yeah, and we used to just play in like this like public forest. And I guess this lady walking by saw us playing, and she saw the guns, and we all use CO2 ones. So, like, they look and sound pretty fucking real if you don't know, like, what guns are, which most Canadians really don't know what's going on with them. So she called the police, and the police showed up, and they, like, treated it as if we were playing with guns. So they, like, raided the fucking forest, and they had a dog, and we all, like, put our guns down, and we're like, oh, shit, like, we're playing airsoft. But my one friend, he fucking tried to book it. And they just let the dogs go.
Oh my God.
And he was just fucking running. And he tried to hop over this fence. And it just grabbed his leg and ripped him down. And all the cops just fucking like laid on him so he couldn't get up. And we were just sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, it was super traumatic.
Dude, if you're playing like an airsoft game.
Dude, it made it so much worse because he was the only black one.
Oh my God.
So it's just like we're all just like, oh fuck. But like
he probably didn't realize like what was going on.
No, he didn't. He just got scared. Like that was what he didn't like intend on running from the police. Cause like realistically, you're fucking 16. Unless you shot somebody in the head, nothing's gonna happen to you. Like you're not gonna get in trouble with the police if you're that young. So like we didn't really have anything to worry about there, but he just got scared and fucking booked it. But like literally 10 minutes after, we were all just hanging out with the cops, like talking about our airsoft guns and like showing them how they work and shit. And they were like chill as hell about it. But fucking one friend got attacked by a dog.
So dude, did he get fucking tore up by the dog? Like,
this? No, no. Like, the dog is trained to just, like, more so just hold him down. So, it bit his leg. Like, his leg had, like, teeth marks from where it bit when he's trying to climb the fence. But like, he wasn't, like, shredded up or anything from the dog. Like,
really,
it
just, dude? Fucking police canines here will fuck you up if you run from it.
Yeah. Maybe they treat him differently in the U.S. versus Canada. I don't know. But he just pulled him off the fence, and then everyone hopped on him, and that was it. And we just sat there just like, we're going to die today. That was that. I was going to talk about this earlier when we were talking about, like, car-related things. But have you guys ever had, like, a car accident or anything, mm-hmm. like, or witnessed anything crazy with cars? Like, any, I don't know, crazy accidents or anything like that?
Yes.
The only really, like, crazy thing I ever seen was I remember seeing a diesel truck that was knocked over on the side. I don't know how that happened. They just drove by, and literally the diesel truck was just, like, it looks like Hulk just pushed it over.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not very exciting. He just saw it.
I don't even know maybe how that happened either. Like.
Maybe it was sleeping. Somebody just went cow tipping on it. It's like a bunch of smaller SUVs.
Diesel tipping.
It's like a bunch of dudes in lifted regular pickup trucks just tipped it over. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Is that it, though? Dude, you never seen anything like crazy?
I have one, but I think I've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah, I've seen death a few times.
Yeah, not that long ago, there was a guy laying in the street, and he was dead.
Oh, I saw. Okay. Is that related to this car accident thing, or were you just walking around and saw a dead body?
No. I was driving, and then there was, like, cops on the opposite side of the street, and I just saw, like, a body on the ground. And then I found out the next day, he was a biker, and he got hit.
Mm.
But carry on. Dude, what were you going to say?
Well, forgive me if I've told this on the podcast before, because I might have. I had a near-death car accident once where my whole family could have been wiped out in a second. We were driving to see family around Christmas time, and it was pouring like a deluge. Like, God just opened up the skies. Like, you know, one of those rains where it's just like,
can't see
waterfalls.
Shit. It's just like
a
cloud.
It's just unreal. Yeah, it was like that. And we were driving on the highway, and we were going down this highway that was like on a kind of a steep slope. And my dad was driving way too fast, like way faster than he should have. And
just because, dad things.
Because we were late, because that's just do family things, of course. And
the deuces,
and the deuces. Yeah, we're always late.
Late to sessions, late to Christmas.
Yeah, late to everything. So on this hill, I think he tapped the brakes once, and that was his mistake. And we started hydroplaning from the back, and then we spun.
God.
So we were in the fast lane, since, you know, he was driving fast, and we spun. So it was like your standard 4 or 5 lane highway. So we spun all the way across like 4 or 5 lanes of traffic without touching any car.
Holy
and
shit!
And then we wound up like. The way we were facing, we were going to head back out onto the highway, again across to the left of it, but we hit one of those tiny little mile marker signs that are like really skinny, and it like pinned us like in the front of the car. And if we hadn't hit that, we would have spun out into oncoming traffic and probably would have been hit by people going like 70 miles
an
hour.
Shit.
Fuck. That's horrifying.
Yeah, so Allah saved us, Blarg. Thank you, Allah.
Shout out mile marker signs and Allah.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. No, but that's crazy. It's crazy to think about that. A tiny little, like, you've seen those things. They're really small.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're like the width of like your wrist, and that stopped our car. And they're not even that like close together. So we were lucky as hell.
I think it's because they're cemented into the ground.
I think that's the work of Jesus Christ right there. Let me take a moment to bless him and thank him for all that he's done.
God, you sound
fucking
so
racist. Nasty, you know that?
Hey, I'm a fucking prick, but I love it.
Only you love it. But yeah, that's crazy. That was kind of like a wake-up call for me. I was like, man, like, life could literally end
anytime.
I have
to go on Omegle and make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh man, I need to start looking at dudes jack off more. Yeah. I need to get my life together.
That was the day where you like you heard the melody to Ascend in your head. You hit that car and you're all of a sudden like...
As I was spinning across the highway, I screamed in, and that's how I wrote Ascend.
Now you need to write a song called Mile Marker.
Yeah.
You need to write a song called Mile Marker.
Mile Marker.
Did you at least get to keep the sign? I would have kept that motherfucker.
No. We backed up the car and unwedged ourselves from it. We didn't get to keep the sign.
Oh, damn.
But every time that I drive down that highway, because it's somewhat frequent, because you know our family still lives out. My extended family live out like probably in an area like where you live, Soup, like out in the literal woods. So we have to drive like 45 minutes to go see him. But yeah, every time I go down that highway, I have like a sharp pain in my side. Like this could be the day that I die.
That's it. I'm sliding into oncoming.
Yeah.
It's either the day you die or the day you write another song.
Yeah. Ascend.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad, hydroplane. I need some inspiration.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No.
That song.
Soup, do you have any? I have a bunch, yeah, but I'll save them.
I have one that was pretty good. One night after a baseball game, two of my friends came over to my house. And I was pretty tired, and I was just like, they wanted like to go ride around, like as you do in high school, you know?
Yeah, just nothing
just
else to do.
Fucking
just
ride around
be in
and,
a car. Yeah.
Yeah, just ride around and bullshit, like listen to music, just hang out.
Yeah.
And so we drove to like, I think we were going to Zaxby's, and we stopped at this red light, and we all had our windows down, but like, unlike usual, nobody was yelling anything out of the window or doing anything bad. And still to this day, my friends think that I did something, but I honestly can say that I never did anything to like make this guy angry. So we're at this red light, and this guy in this car beside us is just like, "What the fuck did you say to me, you little F word?" He's
was
like, "I'll
ninja?
Fuck you up."
Yeah.
Yeah, basically ninja in the car beside us. Like he was just like yelling like all this shit at us. And we were like, "What the fuck is going on?" And so we like the light turns green and we go. And this guy is like flying behind us, and I think he's like he might be like flashing his lights and like honking his horn. I can't really remember everything, but he was like freaking us the fuck out. And so we get in the fast lane and we're like, you know, trying to get away from this guy. This motherfucker gets in the suicide lane, like the lane in the fucking middle of the like highway, you know, where you turn.
Yeah.
And he's flying down the suicide lane after us, and like God. And that's like freaking us out. So we like turn off this other road, and it comes out to be like this dirt road or whatever. And so we're flying down this dirt road, and one of us had the brilliant idea. This was at night, by the way. This was probably like 9 p.m. So it was dark out, and one of us had the brilliant idea to like, hey, turn the fucking lights off so they won't see where we're going.
Oh no!
So we're flying down a dirt road at night with no lights on. And we come out onto a paved road eventually, and there was a stop sign that we didn't see. And so we fly across this road, and I thought that we hit railroad tracks like really hard. We hit the side of, we hit like this big curb, flew across this ditch, and nailed the fucking other side of the ditch and like scraped the fucking truck upwards.
Jesus. So,
dude, I hit my head on the top of the truck, like the ceiling of the fucking truck, and I bit an ulcer off of my tongue. Like, I had an ulcer on my tongue.
Oh.
And I bit a fucking ulcer clean off
so
my tongue.
Bad.
And the seatbelt was, like, bruised all across my chest.
Holy shit.
If that guy didn't do it, too, he's a fucking coward.
No, the guy never found us. We got away.
At what cost?
Yeah. You just GTA'd that just to get away from
it. We launched
just
that
a
truck.
Stunt jump.
Yeah. And so we had to turn the truck around. It was so fucked up, dude. And we drove home with one light on because one of the headlights was hanging off the side. It was leaking like radiator fluid and like all this fluid.
Oh.
And it was my friend's dad's truck. It wasn't even his.
Oh,
so, yeah, I think you did tell us this part. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
And we got to my friend's house, and yeah, his dad was very angry.
And that was as he probably should have been.
And he's a scary man. So I called my mom, and I was like, hey, come pick me up, because I'm not staying
mom,
the night
pick me
here.
Up. I'm scared.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I'm going home.
That is fucked. That is all fucked.
Yep.
Scary time.
I've had bad juju. Like, I'm a omen of bad things happening near me, but never, like, really to me. I guess sometimes, but, like, when I was a little-ass kid, my mom got T-boned when I was in the back seat, and I, like, threw up milk everywhere in the car.
That means two things.
Yeah, I was in the car, and my mom got fucking railed, so I threw up milk. Like, no, and then, I didn't remember that one too much, but when I was on, like, I don't know if, did you guys take a bus to school every day, or did you guys, like, drive? Because I know a lot of places
city
don't.
Bus.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Nah, I never rode the bus, really.
Yeah, my parents always dropped me off.
Unless it was to, like, another school or whatever.
I used to get dropped off, but I would have to take the city bus home every day.
Interesting. All right, well, I rode, like, the regular school buses that came and, like, picked you up. And when I was really little, we were going down this, like, road that we didn't normally go down because there was construction. So my bus driver really didn't know it. And I guess he stopped in a weird place you're not supposed to stop. And the guy behind, I don't know if he was texting or some shit. Actually, phones weren't even, like, a thing. Maybe he was reading a fucking book. I don't know. But he didn't see us stop. And he came flying by, ramped over the curb, and then, like, further ramped off, like, a fire hydrant. And straight into the back of a car. And he was, like, you could see where it impacted. It was, like, almost like a foot off the ground. This fucking car just went flying in front of us and smashed into another car. And every single kid on the bus, for no reason, just started fucking crying. And I just remember sitting there like, why are we crying? I don't understand. Like, we had to sit there for like 45 minutes while, like, the police questioned the bus driver and shit. Like, literally, I would have killed myself if I was a bus driver. All the kids were just fucking crying the whole time. I was so annoyed. I was probably in grade, like, 6 or 7. So I was old enough to know what was going on, but, like, our buses had all the way from, like, JK to grade 8 on there. And, like, so, like, the full, like, front half JK? Of the bus. Do you guys not have that junior kindergarten?
It's,
we call that daycare.
Preschool, yeah.
Oh.
Preschool.
Oh, yeah, they're just called JK and SK.
We call it Swamp.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Super kidding. But yeah, that was fucking AIDS, and then I got rear-ended on my way to a Paul McCartney concert, but I think I talked about that one. Did I?
Did you get rear-ended at the Paul McCartney concert?
Yeah, I got railed by a guy. A lot of sex innuendos here. Yeah. No, we're on, it's called the Ambassador Bridge, and it's like the bridge that goes from like the city next to where I live to Detroit, and we were on the middle of that, and my dad had like one of those cars that would stop if it sensed you were going to run into another car in front of you. And there was construction on the bridge.
Fancy Canadian cars.
There was construction on the bridge, and I guess it sensed this piece of metal that was on the ground as another car, so it slammed our brakes randomly, and we got rear-ended by a semi-truck. The whole back of our car was fucking totaled, but my sister was sleeping in the back of the car, like, laying flat down, and she fucking, when we got rear-ended, she rolled and got stuck between the back and the front seat because the whole back of the car got pushed in. So, like, everything settled, and all we heard behind us was like a, I turn around, and you can literally just see one arm and one leg sticking out. But she was, like, talking, so we knew she was fine. But she was, like, completely gone. You couldn't see anything but a random arm and leg. It's so fucked.
My Uber got hit on the way to a Metallica concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, what did you do? Like,
dude, that fucking sucked. That just absolutely sucked. We were already a little bit late to the show or whatever, and we had like beer and like liquor and stuff in the vehicle with us. And some Ubers will like I've asked a lot of Ubers, and I'm like, is it okay if we like drink in here? And some will be like, yeah, it's fine. Considering I'm an Uber, you can drink. And then some would be like, no, absolutely not. You cannot have alcohol in a vehicle, like in, like open alcohol.
Well, that's the right answer, but...
Right, yeah, of course. But, like, we didn't tell this Uber, and we were just, like, sneaking it in the back seat, you know?
Yeah.
And the Uber, like, pulled over into this other lane without looking, and this other car, like, scraped the side of their car. And I was, like, screaming at the lady. I was like, whoa, don't. And then she got nailed. And this dude's car that hit her
This dude's car that hit her was already so fucked up down the side that, like, from a previous accident, I don't even think it had a window. It had like a it had like a paper like bag as a window. Yeah, like a tarp for a window. Yeah. And the guy walks up, he's like, "We all good here?" Like, didn't even give a fuck. But this woman's car was so messed up. And I was like, dude, we're so fucked if a cop comes. Like, and we have all this alcohol in the car.
You should have just chugged it and whipped it out a window. Like,
well, we were already stopped. We were, like, pulled over. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, what are we going to do? And I was just like, do we have to wait here for the cop? And she was like, no, y'all were all good to go. And we were already late, and I was pissed off. And it was, like, so cold. I think we were in Nashville. Might have been Nashville. It was super cold. And then we just, like, stood out in the fucking freezing-ass cold with all this alcohol and waited for another Uber.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should have just called another Uber in front of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, we did.
That's so fucked. Yep. Oh, that is not... I thought I was going to fucking die once from an Uber in San Diego. I think I was with Cryos and Smitty. And we were on our way back from the Misfits party, and they rented this big-ass house on this little island off San Diego. Anyone that lives there probably knows what it's called, but it's like... It's basically this little posh-ass, like, island thing that's connected to the rest of San Diego. And it was, like, 3 or 4 a.m. We called an Uber. And normally we get Uber Black just because they're the only ones that have to do, like, background checks and stuff. So it's just, like, a lot safer. But because it was so late, you could only get, like, regular Ubers. And this dude showed up. And I don't know if he was drunk or tired. But, like, he was swerving all over the lane on this huge-ass bridge. That's like 200 feet above water. So he's just like swerving everywhere. And we're just like fucking butt clenched. Like there was times where like Smitty literally had to be like, hey, like, dude, pay attention. Like literally tell him. And he'd be like, oh, sorry. And just like get back to driving and then start swerving again. It was so fucking scary. It was like a 45 minute drive too. It was awful. I genuinely thought I was going to die. I thought this guy was just going to like randomly turn right off the bridge and just send us into the San Diego Bay. Not a good time. Don't fuck with Ubers.
You know what's longer than a 45 minute drive?
This podcast, because we're at
an hour and 10 minute podcast. Yeah, let's go.
True. For a while now.
It's been a good one. I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was good.
Until Grizzy left. Now Grizzy, how'd you like it? Yeah, Grizzy. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Grizzy, cool. You want to plug your channel? Oh, no? Okay. Oh.
Okay, whatever. I mean, it's up to you. Whatever. Just go ahead.
Grizzy, stop eating the food. Talk.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you really for that.
If you made it to this far, comment onion.
No,
No. Comment real things for us to talk about.
Comment like fucking topics or like advice or some shit.
Yeah. Ask us for advice. We'll help you out.
Comment fucking something. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, did you know what? Just fucking write a word on our section. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe. Download the podcast on Spotify.
Okay.
Turn on the bell. Personalized notification.
Subscribe to Soup.
I don't know if that's basket. Necessary.
Subscribe to McNasty. Subscribe to Blarg. Subscribe to The Dew.